All right, myth number five. If I don't get anything out of liturgical worship, I should find another way to worship. You said before that there, what did you say? There, it's hard to conceive of a way in which we are directed more to the cross and to forgiveness than in Christian worship. Does that mean that the liturgy as we have it, the historic liturgy, is designed to bring us Christ?
Well, yeah. It's not designed necessarily to do a lot of other things that people might want to see done. It's not designed to answer our curiosities. It's not necessarily designed to make us feel good. It's not designed to make us tap our toe to the music. But it is, as you say, designed to bring us Christ. And it has done so in the church for centuries. I mentioned a moment ago that, you know, Luther kept the basics of the Western liturgy. He took out that which was false and misleading, but he kept the basic structure of the service because our context stretches back in time. Chesterton once said the church is the one institution that does not disenfranchise its members simply because they've died, because they really aren't dead. They live in Christ.
But I'm sure there are times, Ken, when someone leaving church says, I didn't get anything out of that. What's happening?
That. I'm sure you've said that. We can be distracted. I know one preacher and professor who says that he's absolutely convinced of the existence of the devil, if for only this reason, the terribly distracting thoughts, some of them quite lewd and evil, that he can have while in church, while trying to listen to a sermon or listen to the reading of Scripture or whatever. So, yeah, Satan distracts us. Sometimes we don't understand the service, and I think your caller a few minutes ago was absolutely right to say we need to teach more about the service. It could just be, too, that we really have gotten more than we think we've gotten, that we're, again, using our feelings too much as a barometer, and because we don't feel particularly different or particularly blessed or something like that, we kind of underestimate what God has in fact given us in his word that day.